Coach,
somebody jump in.
Steven Stamkos off to a blazing start this year. Are you noticing differences in him physically, mentally, compared to, say, a year ago?
I don't know about that. Mentally, obviously, like, it can't be in his head, but I'm sure he's feeling a little bit better about his contract situation right now than he was a year ago. But I think it was good for him to play in the World Cup, and he played a high-level hockey on a really, really good team, and I think that's just jump-started where he's at right now. And the other thing is, he shoots the puck, and when somebody of his caliber keeps shooting pucks, a lot of good things are going to happen, and that's what's happening for him.
John, what were your thoughts about the game tonight? A quick start, maybe a bit of a slow part at the end, came back?
I thought what we had to do to win the hockey game, our guys worked hard, we got pucks behind them, we capitalized on a lot of chances. Our goalie needed to make, you know, some saves when we were leaking oil a little bit, but I never ever really thought we were not in control of the game. They've got a really good young team over there, and they're down 5-1, and there was no quit in that dog. They just they kept coming at us, and you know, a couple, I thought it was a little bit of our self-destruction that got them back into the game. But in the end, it was, you know, I just, it's one of those games where you've got the lead, and they just keep coming, and you're just trying to, you know, hope you can tick some time off the clock. But I was like the way, you know, how we managed at the end, and power play was big for us in the end.
Stamkos said he was a little motivated by some early boos from the crowd. That's surprising he responded the way he did.
Yeah, well, you give the guy chances like he had tonight, and he's going to score a bunch of those. And I was really happy for him because I'm sure it was a tough decision for him, and the decision he made, and plus this is his hometown, so it's, you know, fans pay a ticket, they're entitled to do what they want, but I think, you know, Stammer's a good sign to Toronto.
A courageous show by your goalie tonight, it's not nasty shot in the mouth.
I haven't seen it yet. I guess there's a really good picture of his teeth embedded somewhere, but I couldn't believe it because I just thought he took it off the head, and then our trainer came to the bench and he opened his hand. I couldn't believe how big Ben's teeth actually are. but gutty effort, and he was, that's why, you know, we talked about him. It was just the way the vibration knocked his teeth loose. So apparently they were fake anyway. So.
It's pretty easy to see what Hedman can do with his physical gifts, but how much is he getting done on the mental side just with smarts these days?
Everybody,
careful.
Well, the one thing about Hedy is a lot of the way we go is how he goes, and vice versa. And he really had his legs moving tonight, and he can just, his gap and with his range, when he's on top of the opposing team, it's really hard to get around him. And even if you chip a puck by him, there's not too many guys in the league that can outrace him to a puck. And he had his legs tonight. And you even look at the goal he scored. You know, he was up, back, and now he's down at the crease and bangs on home. But when he's got his skating legs, he's an elite player in this league.
Have you seen